driving towards net zero. Untapped potential of hydrogen cars in the UK. The UK government heavily focused on enterprise, employment, education, and everywhere, the four E's. However, environmental issues, specifically, the significance of sustainability in the automotive sector, received relatively little attention. The need to address this gap is urgent, considering that approximately 30% of global carbon emissions come from transport, with 72% of these emissions originating from road transport such as cars, vans, and buses. Hydrogen fuel technology presents an innovative solution for a more sustainable automotive industry. The technology could potentially transform the sector and contribute significantly to achieving net zero carbon emissions. Countries like Japan and France have already recognized this potential and are advancing their efforts to increase the prevalence of hydrogen cars on their roads. The UK has also begun to explore hydrogen fuel cell technology, predominantly in heavy-duty lorries and double-decker buses. Surveys indicate a strong interest among automotive industry leaders across the UK, France, and Germany in hydrogen-powered vehicles. However, despite this enthusiasm and ongoing investment, hydrogen-powered vehicles are not yet a mainstream option. At present, the UK automotive industry is primarily focusing on electric vehicles, EVs. However, with rising material costs, parts shortages, and infrastructure challenges, the country needs an alternative. Hydrogen presents a promising supplementary solution, especially considering its faster refueling time, a trait that gives it an edge over EVs. However, as EV battery technology improves, this advantage is quickly diminishing. Hydrogen is a clean fuel derived from the electrolysis of water, which merely requires electricity. It produces only water vapor and warm air when converted into electricity by a fuel cell. Yet, the production process can significantly impact its sustainability. The prevalent production method employs fossil fuels, resulting in substantial CO2 emissions. Implementing hydrogen fuel technology on a large scale would require not only substantial investment in infrastructure but also considerable political and legislative support. Currently, the UK only has 11 hydrogen fueling stations, a fact that significantly hampers efforts to encourage manufacturers to invest in hydrogen tech development. The nascent hydrogen market is bound to face challenges, particularly regarding cost and production. Furthermore, the public needs convincing about the safety and benefits of hydrogen vehicles. The currently high cost of hydrogen-powered cars is another significant deterrent. In light of these facts, while automotive industry leaders are hopeful about seeing hydrogen cars become common on UK roads, substantial government investment and support will be necessary to make this a reality and meet the set net zero targets. AWJ Choice. Chinese startup ignites winter driving revolution.